Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today I have a fishy story to talk about, but before I get started on that, what do you think about the nation's economy? I know the farm economy is not booming, but consumer confidence is off the chart, a 20% jump from last year. Unemployment down to 4.3%. Stock market keeps hitting all-time highs. Second quarter growth at a solid 2.6%. President Trump says it's going to 3%. How could this economic explosion be sustained? We shall see. And now the fish story. Here is a headline in the Washington Post paper. Regulators slow GMO salmon sales in the United States. But Canadians are eating tons. I don't think that story is something that very many people are aware of. The U.S. government approved the sale of GE salmon. We just haven't been able to decide what the labeling requirements should be. The Canadians jumped out ahead of us, and now they are eating genetically modified fish. These fish are Atlantic salmon, farm-raised. They reach market weight twice as fast as regular Atlantic salmon, and they reach market size and weight in a year and a half, and they consume 10% less feed. The Atlantic salmon that have not been genetically engineered take 3 years to reach market weight. The GE process gives the Atlantic salmon a growth hormone gene taken from a Chinook salmon. And all of this new food production technology is hard to imagine. What if my pigs could reach market weight in 3 months instead of five? We haven't heard the last of this. There will be other fish and other animals genetically engineered, and they will eat less feed and grow faster. Aqua Bounty is the company producing these amazing salmon. The company plans to farm-raise the salmon at a plant they bought in Indiana and hope to hit the U.S. market in 2019. The fish is approved already by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and is as safe and nutritious for humans as conventional salmon. That doesn't mean the labeling process will be easy. We have had a long-running battle over the labeling of GE foods. Eric Hallerman, a fish genetics expert at Virginia Tech University, predicts GE fish and other animals will be on the market shelves around the world in the future. And I am John Block, headed to the farm in Illinois to check on the corn and the pigs. Until next week.